Psalm 97, and it's titled A Song of Praise to the Sovereign Lord, or Sovereign Jehovah. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of Jehovah, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Jehovah. For you, Jehovah, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Excuse me. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Here in Psalm 97, we continue with just what the title says, a song of praise to the sovereign Lord. Now, there's some things in there that allude to other things. And children, that means they should make you remember something, even if it doesn't come right out and say what it's talking about. It starts with Jehovah reigns, or Yahweh reigns. Let the earth rejoice and let the multitude of isles be glad. Now, again, let's stop and think about what this is saying. Remember, this is the Old Testament, back in the day when nobody but Israel was supposed to be a believer, which is taught today, and frankly, which is nonsense. Look at that first verse. The Lord, Jehovah, Yahweh, reigns over the earth, and let the earth rejoice. Not just the land of Israel, but the earth should rejoice that Jehovah reigns. Let the multitude of isles. Now, something that... Let the multitude of isles be glad. We have to remember that Israel was not an island nation. It sat there on that little coast. When they talk about the islands in the Bible, what they're referring to, or what the idea that you should be thinking of, is the far and distant lands. It is specifically saying that the other places in the world that we don't even know about rejoice and be glad in Jehovah's reign. Now, the next section talks about the mightiness and power of the Lord. And here's where you should be thinking of some things. Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. And in the land of Israel, from the time of Moses on until the Babylonian captivity, when they talk about the throne of Jehovah, there in Israel, at the tabernacle and then later at the temple, they had the Ark of the Covenant. They had on it the mercy seat, which was supposed to be, or which was, the throne room of God that pictured heaven, where the Father sits on the throne. When you read the cloudness and darkness surrounds him, to think of the cloud that led the people out of the land of Egypt and through the desert for 40 years. And then when they built the tabernacle and built the ark, the cloud went into the tabernacle, into the Holy of Holies, and then God dwelt with his people. And that's the image that this psalm is bringing out. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. The pillar of fire that was there for the people at night during the Exodus and in the desert. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of Jehovah, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. Again, we're talking about the mountains melting and the destruction that goes before the Lord, before Jehovah. And again, at the presence of... Here, let's look at verse 5 for a moment. You see the first line, the all caps again out at the end. That's the name of God, Jehovah or Yahweh or however it was properly pronounced at the time. I guess it depends on which tribe you're from. At the second line of verse 5, it says, at the Lord, at the presence of the Lord, and it's not in all caps. That is the word Adon or Adonai, meaning the master or the king. So it's, again, proclaiming that Jehovah, the God of Israel, is the king or the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. Now that S on the end, in English, the translation, all the peoples, it doesn't mean all the people here. It means all the nations, all the different groups of people see the glory of God. All through this psalm, we see proclamations that God is the God of the whole earth, and all the earth should obey Him, worship Him, and rejoice in His presence. Now getting on to the second part there in verse 7, it changes. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship Him, all you gods. Now, are there really other gods? Jupiter and Zeus and Poseidon and all those? No, they don't exist as gods. But it's being stated that Jehovah is the master of all. On the earth, above the earth, everything owes Him worship. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgment. Again, Jehovah is most high above all the earth and are exalted far above all gods. This is a call to the nations to repent of their idols and follow the true God. And then the last four verses, look at us, those who are called, not who earned the goodness of God, but whom God has called and who God redeemed from the world, from wickedness. You who love Jehovah, hate evil. Seems simple, doesn't it? Hard to do sometimes, but that's what we're called to do. He preserves the souls of His saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. He not only saves us, but He enlightens us. Light is sown for the righteousness, for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. The promises here is that those whom He has called, He also preserves, He enlightens, and He gladdens their heart. In the final verse, rejoice in Jehovah, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. Psalm's pretty straightforward. Jehovah, Yahweh, the God of the Israelites, the God of the Church of Christ, is the Lord of all, whether they like it or not, whether they admit it or not. And He is the master of all the earth and deserving of praise.